Hello there, this is Anne from the Island Weekly. And today's question, today is the 28th of June, is where and what is home? There's no place like home. That was Dorothy's homesick mantra in The Wizard of Oz, and saying it got her back to Kansas. For her, home was where she was from and where she wanted to be. But I find it quite difficult to say just where home is. Is it where we are now, or where we are from, or something else entirely? Two of the best ways into small talk are, so where are you from, and where do you live? But even little innocent questions like that can open up a whole can of worms. These days you might find yourself living in a virtual home somewhere between Bluetooth Minnesota and Wi-Fi Israel. But I grew up with a very physical idea of home. My parents bought a huge house on Capitol Hill just before I was born, and I grew up with lots of space and a garden to play in. I used to sit out front on the stoop reading the paper, watching people in suits troop by on their way to Congress, and I felt very territorial about my home and the neighborhood we lived in. My mom was a shopkeeper on nearby 7th Street, and my dad ran his business from home and was very involved in the Capitol Hill Restoration Society, which was dedicated to preserving the local community. Oh, and we had dogs and a cat, and Capitol Hill was my slope for sledding in the winter. I lived in that house for 19 years, my home in every way. But then I left for Germany, and since then I think I've moved about 17 times, not counting places where I only stayed for a few weeks. I can't even remember all of the addresses. But I think I could find my way home in the dark in Constance, and even in Berlin and in Dresden. But no, in Siegen, no, that was a place that I would never be able to call home. In all my years in Germany, I sometimes used home when I was talking about where my parents were. It wasn't so much, you know, that house in Washington, which my brother Larry took over and now has the headache of paying for. I'm frankly very grateful not to have to worry about that. I'm happy to rent an affordable flat, and I'm free of status worries, and I'm flexible to move. Home is something else. Home is where Helmut is. Home is where we find friends and jobs. Home is a feeling. It can be with a friend in their house, or it can be a project that I'm involved in. I can feel at home in many, many places. For example, in a boat out on the water when things are just right. Home, in fact, is a grid. It's not just where I am now, it's where I've been, and perhaps it's where I'm going as well. It's a grid that connects the experiences I've had in the course of my life, and it connects me to where I think I'm going as well. For the past 9 years, we've been living in Giesing, which is one of the ugliest parts of Munich, and we're still the only people in our house who subscribe to a newspaper. So is Giesing home? That is really, really difficult to answer. I mean, even ugly ducklings are lovable, and I'm enjoying exploring the area that we live in for its hidden treasures. So I don't know, Giesing will never be home the way Capitol Hill was, but it really doesn't matter, you know? I'm at home. Now I'm curious to hear about what home is for you and where home is for you. So write your comment, and I look forward to hearing from you.